Give me a sense of what was happening with prisoners once they were released, when before there was any Dismiss House, or before, perhaps before there were really any programs to try to help them in that transitional period.
Well, I think, Steve, that it was a real revolving door where people typically reoffend the first 3 to 6 months coming out of prison.
Have organizations like Dismiss House had a quantifiable impact on that?
Nationally, I think the statistics that we hear are 70 to 80% of people that go to prison return or recidivate. Dismiss Best numbers show about a 15% recidivism.
What has been the kind of response and feedback you've had from people who live next door to or across the street from Dismiss House, people who know that those living at Dismiss House are people with prison records?
We really have always had a very friendly and neighborly way with the neighbors in Burlington. In Rutland, we did have quite a challenge before opening Dismiss House with the neighborhood in general feeling threatened. Once we moved in, I think they began to see that we helped the elderly woman next door to carry her groceries from the convenience store to her house, or we shoveled her walk. So really, Dismiss House is a much safer place for people coming out of prison and for a neighborhood because we have a structure, we have a commitment to one another, and we don't break the law. They don't break the law while they're living at Dismiss House. They don't hurt anybody.
You've mentioned that people apply for Dismiss House. What do you look for in an applicant?
We look for honesty. Are they willing to live under an authority? You know, because they've been in a very rigid authority, but coming to Dismiss House is not living in your own rooming house or apartment. Right now, there have been more and more people with handicaps and mental illness, and we have at times taken folks with those disabilities in, but we don't have some of the expertise we need.
What happens to those people?
Those people stay in jail a lot longer. As a matter of fact, many people are staying in much beyond their minimum release dates now because they don't have any place to go.
In terms of the number of applicants versus the capacity that Dismiss House has to accommodate people, is there a large gap?
It's huge.